time for the return of the Bear Trap of the Week.
Ah, yes. Time where we look at some of the awkward situations that our P1s have found themselves in when they had the old social bear trap snapped on their metaphorical ankle. We start off, by the way, these are sent in by actual P1s. Actual P1s.
Wow, real P1s.
Emailed me, GordonKeith@gmail.com. Brittany starts us off. Brittany says, Gordon, my son is blind. Parentheses, way to go, Craig. When he was four, he went to a preschool that was special for kids with disabilities. Parentheses, way to go, George, he adds there. My daughter had just been born, and the women of the school were fawning over her. My son was highly annoyed because he was ready to get home to his afternoon snack and cartoon time. So when the director of the school said to him, isn't she beautiful? He responded with, I don't know, I can't see her. She felt so awful and said, oh, I know, buddy. And patted him on the shoulder. Now the question is, did she step in a bear trap, or was my preschooler just a big jerk? I'm leaning towards the latter. Signed, P1 Mom, Brittany. First of all, answer her
kids
question.
Kids cut right to the chase sometimes.
Was her preschooler just being a jerk, snapping the bear trap on the director of his school?
I think
reminding her that he's blind.
I think partly yes. Yeah. I think he kind of liked playing that card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the director should not have stepped in a bear trap when the kid is at the school for that very reason.
Right.
Yeah.
That he's blind.
Should have thought about that.
That's a good one. Next one comes to us from Jeff in Fort Worth. He says, hey, Gordon. How you doing, buddy? In my younger and more formative years, I was an aspiring musician. This one show we played was in Louisiana, and the venue had a basketball hoop outside in the back. To pass some time before the show, a bandmate and I were playing a friendly game of horse. During the game, a very good-looking girl came up to talk to us. I started to talk to her, and we were really hitting it off. I then asked her if she wanted to shoot some hoops with us. She politely smiled and said, no thanks. I then said, come on, just for a little bit. She again said no and walked away kind of quickly. I didn't think I was being too pushy, but I thought her exit was kind of strange. My bandmate just stood there looking at me with this, what's wrong with you look? I shrugged and said, what's wrong? What's the deal? And my bandmate says, what the hell is wrong with you? That girl had one arm. I felt really bad the rest of the night, and I tried to find her to apologize, but any time I would approach her, she would quickly walk away.
She'd one-handed.
In my defense, it was a very accurate prosthetic arm.
Oh.
Thank you, Jeff in Fort Worth. He thanks us. Which
you're
is
welcome.
Nice.
Okay, so she looked like she had two.
Right.
Okay.
And so he keeps bugging her. He's pressuring her for consent to play some horse with her. A little horsing around.
Yeah, I don't think it's on that guy at all.
Yeah, especially if it was a very accurate prosthetic.
Okay, but what if he had, you know, quick reflexes and had done the old chest pass to her
fast?
She's
got one, at least a hand to block it.
He would have been a big jerk if he had done a chest pass to her and it bounced off her chestals.
And hit the arm and caused the arm to fall off onto the cord.
Falls
well,
off
that would have been very unfortunate, but again, you can play horse with one arm. Let's get that out of the story.
Okay. All right. And then finally, this one comes to us from Brandon. Starts off, hello, sexy.
Huh.
All right.
Don't know what that's about. A few years back, my parents were holding a monthly Bible study at their home where people from the church and sometimes family members and friends would show up. This isn't something I would have preferred seeing as I am a heathen. But my ex-wife and I were living with my parents, so we had no choice. One day, while everyone was arriving and having pre-study chatter, one of my mother's old friends, who's in her mid-60s, walked up to another visitor who looked to be in her early 40s. And after exchanging pleasantries, touches the younger woman's very round stomach and asks loudly, "What do we have here?" The other woman sheepishly responded, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, no.
I was speechless. They parted awkwardly while everyone pretended to not have heard the exchange.
Yeah, we've been over this one before.
Imagine our horror when no less than 10 minutes later, the same older woman asked the same fat lady, "So when are you due?"
No way.
She just completely forgot Doubled about down, it, huh? And she's an oblivious and had forgotten about the whole I'm not pregnant thing.
That's crazy.
Again, the question was answered in the negative. I didn't want to leave my seat. I felt it was a sacred place now, but my mom wouldn't allow me to erect an altar in her dining room. He claimed this became sacred bear trap space.
Well, yeah, I never bring that up.
Thank you, Brandon.
I think we have an easy winner here.
Yeah. All right, who do you give it to? Do you give it to the blind four-year-old? Do you give it to the... Who was the second one? We had the... Oh, the
one-armed...
Who...
Horse player?
Yeah, shot a chest pass out to a girl with one arm. Or do you give it to the... Well, what do we have here?
What are we
rubbing
here?
The belly.
I definitely give it to the what do we have here woman, because not only did she... ask, she made a production about asking.
Yeah, twice.
Rubbed the belly. Yeah, and did it twice.
Did it twice. In a living room, a small area where everyone could hear it both times. All right, I agree with you. Yes, it's a unanimous vote for Brandon. You win the Bear Trap Award of the Week. If you've experienced a bear trap or know of one, you can email it to me, Gordon Keith, GordonKeith@gmail.com.